Long Lecture, Skill 4. Biology, Sunshine. Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
Good morning, class. Today I thought we would talk about something bright and cheerful, the sun. I know most of you got to school before the sun came up, but can anyone tell me how they feel when it's sunny compared to how they feel when it's cloudy?
I find that it's a lot easier to get up in the morning if it's sunny.
Good. How do you usually feel if it's cloudy?
Well, I don't mind, because I enjoy staying in on a rainy day, curled up in bed with a good book.
Well, what if I told you that it would rain for weeks on end with no break?
Yeah, I can see your point. I don't think I would like that very much.
Most of the articles we read lately regarding the sun are discussing the negative effects of staying in the sun for too long, saying that ultraviolet radiation from the sun is a major cause of skin cancer. Although these articles are factual, the sun does have some positive side effects as well. As a matter of fact, some scientists believe sunlight may reduce the risk of several types of cancer.
Excuse me, but many articles that I've read blame the sun for causing cancer, stating that it can take as little as 30 minutes to get a sunburn.
Yes, and those articles are correct. However, in small doses, the sun can be quite healthy for you. In fact, recent studies have found that sunlight can actually help protect you from certain types of cancer, such as breast, colon, bladder, and stomach. More importantly, the sun also provides us with our main source of vitamin D.
Well, I don't need to worry about vitamins because I take multivitamins every day.
That's great, but wouldn't it be better if you didn't have to take them and you were able to get vitamins in a more natural way, such as food and the sun? Most people understand that nutrients strengthen our bones and muscles and heighten our immune system to better fight diseases like the common cold. However, many people don't realize that the ultraviolet light or UV rays from the sun actually convert ergosterol, which is found in our skin, to vitamin D. Vitamin D is needed for normal growth of teeth and bones and has also been proven to prevent the development and increase of cancerous tumors.
Does that mean that we should spend all day in the sun without any protection?
No. Spending roughly 10 minutes per day in the sun should be enough to supply us with all the vitamin D that we need.
What happens if we don't get enough vitamin D?
Excellent question. I'm glad you asked me that. Low vitamin D can cause many diseases, such as chronic fatigue, a softening of the bones, osteoporosis, and multiple sclerosis. Getting back to our mood, some researchers have proven that sunshine can actually cheer you up. When I see the sun, I always feel happy, energetic, and generally positive. But did you realize that the sun can change your mood chemically and might even prevent depression? There is a saying called spring fever, when many people feel the beginning of spring as a sign of the good days ahead. During the winter, many of us are stuck indoors out of the sun. The lack of sun causes for many people a condition called SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. SAD is caused by suppression of serotonin, which keeps our mood, emotions, sleep, and appetite in check. When we don't get enough, we feel depressed, and this is usually experienced by people who are deprived of sunlight during the dull winter months. So, class, during your break, why don't you step outside and get a bit of vitamin D?
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What is the main idea of the lecture? Number 2. According to the lecture, when concerned with our bodies, what is the main function of sunshine?